Okay, so I'm here with Helen Carstairs from the University of Warwick and University of Oxford at the Mini Motors stand. Helen, what's the stand all about?
So the stand is all about tiny biological motors. It's bringing together research from three different groups, two of them based in the physics department at the University of Oxford and one of them based in the medical division at the University of Warwick. And what we have here are ways that bacteria swim, ways that mini motors inside your cells move around, and then also inspired by these biological motors, we've tried to build our own mini motor out of DNA.
And how do these mini motors, is motor a sort of metaphor, or are they actually like motors as we think in sort of a car?
So they're motors in that they can carry cargo around, they can move it from A to B. Mm. And we have different kinds of motors. The ones on a bacteria are a rotary motor, so they go round and round and they propel. I almost have a propeller off the back, so it's a bit like a submarine. And then the motors, which are inside your cells, the kinesin motors, they actually have 2 feet and they step along a track, putting 1 foot in front of the other, much in the same way that we actually walk along. And they carry their cargo on their back.
Okay, so how much do we know about these? I must admit my ignorance here. Is this a relatively new field? I mean, these things are tiny. I mean, have we known what these are for a while? Or
they're really small. So they've been known about for quite a while, but we still don't fully understand how they work. So, for example, the bacteria flagella motor, we know how it's controlled, but this is something that can go 5 times as fast as a Formula One engine, and we're still not entirely sure how it manages it. Mm. So the Berry group at the University of Oxford are looking into that. And then Rob Cross's group in Warwick are looking at how the kinesin motors actually coordinate their feet as they're walking along. So you can imagine if I pick up my back foot before I put my front foot down, I'm going to let go of the track and just float off into the interior of the cell. Mm. That's obviously no good if I'm trying to get my cargo from A to B. I need to be able to coordinate my feet and not trip over each other.
Sounds fascinating. Helen, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.